On Monday, we read from your emails. Many of you wrote in with questions during our program on child soldiers. So today we're giving the subject a bit more time. With us once again is P.W. Singer. He's a senior fellow at Brookings Institution and author of a new book titled Children at War, and joins us now by phone from New Orleans. Peter, thanks very much.
Thanks for having me.
Several listeners wrote in to take issue with your comment that the use of children as soldiers is relatively new. Here's what Mark Kaplowitz of Providence, Rhode Island, had to say. In Tsarist Russia between 1827 and 1856, children starting at 8 years old were regularly drafted for 25 years of service. And at the height of the practice, during the Crimean War in 1854, over 7,500 Jewish minors were conscripted into the Russian army. So is the modern-day use of soldiers any different?
It is different, and it's different along a number of levels. The first thing is the numbers are far different than ever what we've seen in the past. Right now, it is a global practice. Nearly one out of every 10 combatants is an underage child. The other way that it's different is it includes girls. About 30% of the groups that use child soldiers have girl soldiers in them. Another part that it's different is that when children were present in armies in the past, they were typically in secondary role, running ammunition back and forth, serving as drummer boys. Now they're serving as frontline combatants. And then finally, the hugest difference is that it's a global practice. It's being used all across the world in 75% of the world's conflicts on every continent but Antarctica. And you're seeing forces that are dependent on children, would not exist without children. So as vile as practice in the past may have been, for example, bringing in young boys and training them in Tsarist Russia, or during our Civil War, there was one battle, the Battle of Newmarket, that had 247 VMI cadets in it. They didn't have a dependency on children. These forces would have existed without children.
Well, you mentioned the use of girls, and we do have a question from a listener named Bob along those lines. He said, are child soldiers always young boys, or are girls involved too? Well, you answered that part of it. Is there a corresponding abuse of young girls in armed conflict?
There is. The use of girls in these forces is quite widespread. It's one out of every three forces. Another way to think about it is that underage girls have served in the armed forces in 55 countries. They've been abducted to serve in 27 countries, and in 34 of these countries, they've seen combat. And they face higher levels of abuse, particular sexual abuse, and the result is that they face a tougher time reintegrating back into society after the war is over. And one of the things that illustrates how vile these organizations are is that many of them recruit children or put out propaganda claiming that it's about helping women's rights. There's a group in Nepal called Lal Sena that's a Maoist group there that claims it abducts young girls to help expand women's rights. The same thing has been said in Colombia by the FARC rebels there. They're completely full of it, but guess what? So far, we've let them get away with it.
Our last email is from Michael Lane of Norfolk, Virginia, who takes note of your earlier book on the privatization of the military and asks this question. Is there evidence that privatized military firms recruit children in areas where they operate?
No, we've not seen them use them as their own employees. Really what drew me into this was research conducted for that first book where I was interviewing these private soldiers in areas like West Africa, and the people that they were fighting were children. And so you had both sides of the war didn't fit the model of how we understood it. You had private soldiers on one side and children on the other. Now, there have been instances where private soldiers have trained forces that use children. One of the folks that I interviewed was someone who had fought. He was a private soldier. He was a former American soldier who'd gone into working for a private company. He'd fought child soldiers in West Africa, but in East Africa, he had trained child soldiers for a rebellion that he believed in there. And what was interesting is he said that the unit was 15-year-olds. He described them as the best soldiers he'd worked with in his 18-year career in Africa. And I asked, best child soldiers? And he said, no, best soldiers overall.
What made them so good?
These kids had literally grown up fighting. Mm-hmm. And by the point that they were 15, they had served, many of them, 4 or 5 years. Mm-hmm. And so they had an amount of combat experience that he said most Western soldiers didn't have.
Peter, thanks again for joining us.
Thanks for having me.
P.W. Singer is senior fellow at Brookings Institution, author of the book Children at War. We spoke to him from his hotel room in New Orleans, Louisiana. If you have questions, comments, or suggestions, please send us an email. Our address is totn@npr.org. Please tell us where you're writing from and how to pronounce your name. Talk of the Nation is produced by Kara Arsenault, Becky Vlamas, Setsuku Sato, Lindley Smith, Susan Lund, Megan Williams, Megan Moline, and J.J. Sutherland. Brendan Banaszak directs the program. Sarah Handel is our production assistant. Enrique Rivera is our intern. Our technical director is Kevin Waite, and he gets engineering help from Vince Muse, Mitch Eaton, Kimberly Jones, Burke Hun, and Suzanne Herron. Today's program was edited by Flo Purnell. Our executive producer is Sue Goodwin. I'm Frank Stacio. It's Talk of the Nation from NPR News.